Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
So we'll not practice today, albeit we're in a walkthrough. It'll be Dalton Kincaid, Fedarian Mathis, Mecole Hardman, Curtis Samuel, and then limited will be Jordan Poyer, DQ, Christian Benford, Terrell Bernard, Joey Bosa, Taron Johnson, Dorian Williams, Joshua Palmer, Jordan Phillips, and Shaq Thompson, like he was last week, will be full.
How are you feeling about your team's ability on a short week to be ready for Thursday, given all these injuries guys are working through?
Yeah, it's somewhat to be expected just coming off of a game yesterday. So key is we got to get them as fresh as we can for Thursday night. Somewhere in there you'd like to be able to get in some level of practice. So that's probably the biggest finding that delicate balance between not practicing, doing a walkthrough, and getting some level of practice in. So we'll find that sweet spot.
Because of injuries, generally injuries this time of year, how do late season Thursday games that prep change versus, let's say, you had a Thursday earlier in the year? How do you approach these 2.5 days?
We're a little bit similar, I would say, Tim, but always trying to figure out where the team is and what the team needs most. So, you know, maybe this week is on the whole, or it will be, not maybe, it will be on the whole very similar to the way we approached the Thursday night game early in the year. Tomorrow may be a little bit different just because of the list that we just went through in terms of maybe the individual period or what have you.
What's Curtis doing?
He has an elbow and then a neck. So, yeah.
Sean, you're last 4 weeks, kind of gotten back to that. What has led you guys to just make more plays?
Yeah, play style, playing aggressive, guys cutting loose a little bit and playing more free maybe. So it's usually when takeaways happen is when you're putting pressure on the offense in some way, shape, or form. It's hard to force turnovers when the offense isn't under some level of stress. So finding a way to increase the heartbeat of the offense and doing so, being able to come up with some takeaways, some key takeaways in there as well.
You talk about fundamentals a lot, and most coaches do, 200 yards on the ground yesterday. When you go back and watch the tape, where do you feel like it's consistently been an issue to, consistently stop and run?
Well, you know, it's a delicate bind, right? Where you're trying to take away the number one receiver that they have, and also in terms of protecting that situation, but also then trying to stop the run. And so ideally you can do both, hard to do. So, you know, give them credit. They came out and ran the football. We didn't do a good enough job stopping the run. And then we did a better job, I thought, in the second half. So not consistent enough to your point, some explosives in there, which should never happen. So execution, and then fundamentals, as you mentioned. So it's not something we're happy with, but something we definitely have to improve on.
I'm not using this as an excuse, but how difficult has it been getting your run defense settled with all the moving pieces of the company?
Yeah, the continuity piece has definitely been challenging and continues to be challenging. And so it's part of the delicate balance of, hey, can we practice? Are we not able to practice? Who can practice? Guys in and out of the lineup. So it's no excuse. When you've got 11 guys that are out there every week, every day, it makes it a little bit more doable. But I know that our guys are up for the challenge, and there'll be another challenge this week in that regard as well.
Stopping the run is probably a collective effort, right? And you're harping on that. Everybody could do their job. One guy that it seems like has really consistently played well in that area is Deion Walker. Have you seen that from him on tape? Has it gotten better as the season's gone on?
He continues to improve. We're looking for more consistency, just like we are from the other young guys as well. And that's kind of the natural course of action there. So, but yeah, Deion's done some really good things. Late in the game, he had a really nice rep where his technique was the way it needed to be, and he shedded the block and came off and made the tackle. I believe it was Deion and DQ on that play. I believe it was fourth quarter. So very impressed. That's what we need more of on a more consistent basis. But you know, he's definitely done some good things this year so far in his rookie season.
What's the way the passing game worked with Gabe and what Tyrell did? Do you get the sense that this is what you wanted to see a little bit more of? Are we seeing the passing game that you wanted to see over the course of the season? And might this force opposing defenses to stop creeping up in the line of scrimmage?
Perhaps. You know, we'll see. Like I've mentioned before, anytime you can do things, can do both things, run and throw it, it works in your favor. Harder to defend. I mean, just kind of go what we were just talking about. You know, the run game becomes an issue for us, so we have to commit more to the box. And then all of a sudden, it opens up the pass game. We were able to manage it, and I thought our DBs did a pretty good job there with that, which is, you know, they had a good receiver or two over there as well. So it's that balance of how can you do both on offense now, shifting gears back to that side of the ball and do it well. And when you can do it well, it certainly makes it hard to call defenses when you can run it or throw it.
And how encouraging is it to see that the signs of Gabe Davis and the rapport that he, you know, picking up that rapport, there's still some kinks to work out, but how encouraging is what you saw from Gabe and what he can provide?
That was good. It was really good. Gabe's a dog, and he plays with an edge and brings a certain mentality to our offense, certain mentality to our team. So that's good to have out there. It really is.
Regarding Shavers, does his performance make the coaching staff kind of go back and look and say, do we need to be utilizing this guy a little bit more in the passing game?
Well, you always look at it, and anytime you get the game, the returns, the game speaks to you, and so you look and say, hey, should we be doing more, doing less, whatever, whether it's good or bad. So for any player, so you're always trying to listen to the way the game is speaking to you, and do your due diligence to make sure you got the right people out there and with the right amount of reps.
So I guess how did his game speak to you, though?
It was very impressive. This has been Shavers' journey, though, right? When you look at it, and I mean, last year was he, you know, his journey, practice squad, then elevated for a game, you know, gets a little screen pass, I believe it was last season, takes it to the house, comes back this year, fighting for a roster spot again, really blue collar approach. You want me to block, I'll block. You want me to catch a ball, I'll catch a ball. No job too small, no job too big either. And that's why he's such a great teammate. So when he fits what we do and he goes out there and he performs in the passing game like he did, I think one of those was a scramble play as well. So it's what it does is it builds trust. When you are where you're supposed to be, when you're supposed to be there or in a scramble situation, He knows how to operate where Josh can find him. That's the level of detail we all have to have. So he's a great example for us. A
couple of receiver injuries at the start of the week. What do you have to see from Keon this week to get back on the field?
We'll see. You know, we'll see how it goes. Take it one day at a time. You know, we addressed the situation yesterday. We're now moving forward, and we'll take it one day at a time from there.
Is it maddening? I mean, everything you said about Terrell, or it seems to be, not that you meant it this way, but when people hear you say this, is it maddening to know that Keon doesn't seem to appreciate, I'm saying that, the benefits or the need to work hard or to be on time or what players like Terrell have gone through?
There's different, yes, I understand what you're saying. There are different paths or journeys. Do we want it to have happened before now? Yes. He would tell you the same thing. So the important piece is that and he learns from this, as I said yesterday, and he grows from this. You grow from it, we can move forward. And you don't grow from it, it's hard to move forward. So ultimately becomes about developing trust and the trust that your teammates have in you. And that trust builds through repetition and consistency. And so that's the direction that we need him to go, and we believe he will go.
Is this a way to kind of wet his feet a little bit and get him more experience? Or are you okay with this is what it is from now until when the season ends?
Yeah, I mean, we'll see. You know, it's right now everything in moderation. Like you mentioned, getting his feet wet in the right amount of reps, and then continuing for him to grow as well. And you want to be as smart as we can be with that, and just building him up the right way. So just one day at a time and one rep at a time. And again, think about where he was just probably 4 or 5 weeks ago. He hadn't taken a rep at all. So we're just, you know, continuing to try and grow him the right way. I mean, no different. Cole Bishop, right? You guys were asking about Cole last year, the beginning part of this year. Everyone has kind of their own journey. But we as coaches, it's part of our responsibility to grow these guys the right way. And it's not going to be easy. Hancock, you know, is out there the last couple of weeks as well, and he has a responsibility. And again, to those who something is given, much is expected. So there's a responsibility of growth for all these young guys, and their journey is their own at the same time.
What have you made of Max's start to his career? You know, I think sometimes we're guilty of noticing the splash plays, but, you know, sometimes there's other things that go under the radar. Just collectively, what have you seen from him in this first
game? Yeah. Fair question. He's been solid. He has, which is impressive for a person who missed, you know, the amount of time that he missed. Not to look in the past, but I've been very, I would say, satisfied. I don't like using that word, but he's played sound football. Within that, though, there's areas that we need to continue, and he needs to continue to grow, and he will. He works hard, and. You know, he's being well coached by Coach Adai. Go ahead. You're good.
Regarding Terrell Shavers, I was just looking at his snap counts here. Through the New England game, he was only at about 20% of the offensive snaps. Since that game, he's at 45%. Does there come a point where you start, even though he is one of your great special teamers, is there a point where you start maybe taking that away so he can do more?
Yeah, that's the... call it the stretch, where, you know, if you're going to pull somebody out, who do you put in? So, you know, it's the, you know, the McColl piece, and now McColl is banged up, so it's who goes into that spot, and if you move somebody from here, what's going, you know, so it's a domino effect, and we're kind of stretched a little bit right now and making sure that we got all three phases covered. So, you know, I'm sure special teams coach Tabor doesn't want to lose him, and I know Coach Brady doesn't want to lose him. So he'll be playing defense this next week as well. So, but no, it's a domino effect.
Tongue in cheek, but it is kind of easy to get punished a little bit for being too good as
No, I you know, that's a better question for him, I think. Fair question for him, but not at all. It's you know, it takes three phases to win a game, and you know, maybe he will graduate at some point to that type of role. But for right now, you know, it's important that he does both for us.
Josh is one touchdown away from breaking Cam Newton's regular season rushing touchdown record. When you think of Josh as a rusher, what comes to mind for you?
He likes running. He does, which you would think by now he would be like, hey, no, I'm good. And he's just so competitive, so tough. Again, he's smart. He's got that side of the game, but he also is very competitive and tough. And as you saw a couple of the runs yesterday. So it's just want him to stay healthy.
Dory Williams' impact on special teams, can that be an example to younger guys who are trying to earn a role in this team, just how important that phase is and what it can lead to in terms of opportunities on defense?
Yeah, Dorian is, like Shavers, he'll do anything that you ask of him, and I respect that. I love it. Appreciate it. And, you know, whether it's play defense, not play defense, play special teams, all special teams, and then another week it's all defense, no special teams. So good team player overall, good mindset, very tough. And, you know, when he's out there, good things happen.
How do you balance players who have built a lot of equity here over time with maybe what's best for the team right now?
Give me
a look. You have a veteran player who's had success over time, whether it's injuries, whether a younger player is creeping up on them, how do you kind of balance that perspective you have with an older player with what's best now?
Yeah, it's each of them are on it, you know, their own basis, basically, in terms of the situation itself. But ultimately, you know, you certainly respect those that have been here for a while and worked hard to get to where they're at. But you do need to get young players reps, and I believe all the young players for us are out there playing, aside from maybe Chase right now, that who are on the active. So, you know, that's been good. There's also some growing pains that come with that. So you do the best you can to move the team forward. It is important that we continue to get younger and younger kind of turn it over. So it's where we can at the same time, you know. So that's also a factor in it.
You talk a lot about – go ahead.
The 234 kick return yards that you had yesterday was the fifth most in a game in Bills history. Why is that so important to the offense going forward?
Yeah, well, it's important to the whole team when you think about field position. You know, coming into the year, we talked long and hard as a coaching staff about how the kickoff play, was going to change. And it was going to change the game overall and how the game's played, how the game's managed. And so, you know, this past week, you know, getting Mecole here and getting him going, you saw the impact and then what Ray was able to do on the heels of Mecole's return early there. So it was, you know, a difference maker in our game, difference maker in the outcome. Field position is important as well. So, and it helps if we stall out for some reason, it helps the defense too. So it's a true complementary factor in how we play.
You oftentimes talk about feeling players out on the field when you're watching them. Mm-hmm. It felt like you could feel Christian Benford's impact on that game, his fingerprint on that game. And I know it was a little bit of a slow start. Do you feel like, you know, this was, you know, we'll call it a signature performance, but an important performance for him?
In terms of how he played in the past? Yeah, I mean, it was impressive. You know, he was around number two quite a bit, and you know, I thought right away he was challenging him in everything. And like I said, when you have to go to a single high defense to stop the run or help manage the run, corners are out there on their own pretty much. And so he was definitely up for the challenge.
Sean, you hear so often, you know, I guess some people like them, but a lot of times people don't love the Thursday night games, the short turnaround and all of those things, at least in the locker room. Are there a benefit? Is there any benefit to it? A short week like this?
Yeah, I mean, I think there is. It's we love to compete. You get to play within 4 days instead of waiting for, you know, 7 days. Our fans get to watch us middle of the week. They got something to look forward to. But it's, you know, it's hard on the players. It definitely is. And getting their fresh legs back underneath of them and everything and coming off of a game. So there's certainly challenges on the front end, and there's certainly some kind of rest on the back end for the guys, which is important.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.